This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 982, Growth Hacking Word of Mouth by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. And I'm Dan, your personal narrator, and I welcome you to another edition of Optimal Startup Daily, where I read every single day from some of the great bloggers on entrepreneurship. And that blogger today is Ryan Hoover, who I'll tell you a little bit more about after the post, but let's get to it now as we optimize your life. Growth Hacking Word of Mouth by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. Growth hacking is sexy these days, surrounded with hype but often misunderstood. Most people equate it with viral user acquisition when virality is actually just one part of the methodology. Another big piece, which will be the focus of this post, is word of mouth. For the uninitiated, the concept of growth hacking involves the use of empirical, iterative processes to build a successful, sustainable business at speed. This isn't just about acquisition, though. It also encompasses the optimization of the entire user lifecycle, beginning with acquisition and extending to activation, retention, and monetization. Last Thursday, I attended the third edition of the Growth Hackers Conference along with 500 other attendees, filling the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California to capacity. Attendees eagerly scribbled notes as Silicon Valley's top practitioners took the stage. Andy Johns, Sean Ellis, Gagan Biyani, Dan Martell, James Currier, Jared Fleisler, and other expert growth hackers, armed with strategies and tactics from Facebook, LinkedIn, Quora, Twitter, Square, and other wildly successful high-growth companies. "It's not a gimmick, it's a philosophy," says James Currier, one of the speakers and co-founder of Ooga Labs. He's talking about his framework for growth, which breaks up the user acquisition stage into three discrete tactics: viral, paid, and word of mouth, or WOM. Why word of mouth matters more than ever. According to Currier, virality has become harder today. One reason why paid acquisition and WOM are worthy of more attention for anyone peddling an app. In 2007, the Facebook platform gave developers the ability to build apps on top of its rapidly growing 20-plus million-user social network, opening a huge new channel for opportunistic growth hackers like the startup SpeedDate's viral success. SpeedDate's former CEO, Simon Tismanesky, told conference-goers he leveraged Facebook to acquire millions of users per month in the early days of the platform. But since those days, many of Facebook's viral channels have dried up or become less effective, ending the boom. What worked 6 years ago, let alone last month, won't necessarily work today. Currier defines word of mouth as the passing of information between people, a friend giving a restaurant recommendation, or water cooler conversation about last night's Breaking Bad episode. How can growth hackers influence this organic social interaction? Here are four more strategies for WOM growth hacking from other startups that were in attendance. Stand out, even if it means being awkwardly beautiful. Jared Fleisler, former VP at Square, retold the genesis of the iconic Square dongle. He admits that while attractive, the dongle is awkward, plugging into the iPhone or iPad audio jack and jutting out from the frame of the devices. Its stark white brush magnifies its clumsiness against the device's black mat. For a company intensely focused on design, you might expect something more elegant, but in reality, its gauche appearance is entirely intentional. Square went through several design iterations and even considered offering a black version to better match the color of most mobile devices, but decided against it. Doing so would make the device less noticeable. Its awkwardness attracts attention, inspiring conversation. "Square found a way to be visible in an invisible world," said Fleisler on stage. Give users a great story to tell. Sometimes effective growth hackers execute less scalable tactics to drive WOM. Every Thursday, Dan Martell, CEO of Clarity, picks up the phone to call 25 to 30 users and asks how the company can make a better product to suit that user's needs. Dubbed Smile and Dial, he gathers direct feedback, but he isn't just doing customer development, he's inspiring WOM. How often do you receive a phone call from a company that isn't trying to directly sell something? Almost never. Dan delights his users with genuine interest and conversation. This manual, human touch is memorable and shareable. In fact, one enthusiastic user even asked Dan to surprise her father with a phone call. Dan's serendipitous phone call gives users a story to tell their friends, driving WOM and attention to Clarity. I've experienced a similar sensation when ordering shoes from Zappos. After purchasing a pair of Converse sneakers with frugal 5 to 7 day shipping, I received an email from the company an hour later. The unexpected email informed me that my order was upgraded to overnight shipping, free of charge. The following day, the package arrived as I smiled ear to ear. I've shared that story dozens of times, advocating the brand, and now I'm sharing it here again. WOM is incredibly durable. Make people do weird things. Mobile brings technology products into public places. Next time you're walking down a busy sidewalk, look up from your phone and observe how many others are glued to their device, nearly colliding into one another. Before mobile, technology products were largely used at home or work, tethered to the desktop. Today, websites and applications are increasingly used in public places, opening new opportunities to inspire WOM. Products that get users to behave strangely always stand out. Restaurant discovery and review app Urban Spoon leveraged the mobile device accelerometer to create a unique interaction and draw attention to the application. When users shake the device, a new restaurant recommendation surfaces. You can keep shaking to get more recommendations. A similar effect, the app Bump, which requires a ritual fist tap between phone owners to exchange information. This sort of abnormal behavior instigates curiosity in others nearby. Why is he violently shaking his phone? What's wrong with him? The mystery inspires people to ask questions, triggering conversation and discovery of Urban Spoon. Of course, the app can and does provide a more traditional touchscreen interaction to find restaurant recommendations, but this bizarre behavior creates new WOM opportunities to acquire new users. Music discovery app Shazam sparks similar odd behavior. We've all been struck with nostalgia or curiosity triggered by a song playing at a cafe, bar, and other public places, leading to questions like, "I know that song, but can't remember the artist's name," or "This song is fantastic, but who's it by?" Fortunately, Shazam is there to unearth the answer. Simply launch the app and tap a button to listen to nearby music. Once identified, the app reveals the artist and song title. But to properly identify the music, Shazam requires a clear, audible signal devoid of background noise often found in public areas. When the song cannot be identified, the app informs the user, "We couldn't find a match. Get close to the sound." Although subtle, these instructions inspire people to raise their arm, holding the phone closer to the speakers and hushing nearby friends as the Shazam listens to the music. Rarely do you see people raise their phone in a gladiator-like fashion, but when they do, nearby spectators and friends take notice. Instrumenting WOM growth hacking. There are many ways to instigate WOM through the design and marketing of a product, but as with any piece of advice, it's critical to understand whether these tactics are actually relevant for your business. Some products simply don't lend themselves to WOM. Rarely are people willing to share their favorite site with friends, let alone use it in public, for example. Above all else, growth hacking tactics should not get in the way of the app's role as the solution to a user's problem. To use an extreme example, let's pretend Twitter required all tweets to be dictated audibly. Of course, this would instigate much more attention as users composed their tweets in public, driving WOM, but crippling the user experience in the process. Likewise, WOM is a powerful agent for user acquisition, but it won't do much to preserve existing users who are disgruntled about your app for other reasons. In sum, hack your product's growth with care, and you will be duly rewarded. You just listened to the post titled "Growth Hacking Word of Mouth" by Ryan Hoover of ryanhoover.me. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And first off, I want to say thank you to Ryan for sharing his content. He is the creator of Product Hunt, which is a massive product discovery site, though not just products necessarily. And people upvote and downvote what they like, so it's kind of like Reddit, but for product recommendations. And Ryan also contributed to Nir Eyal's book called Hooked: How to Build Habit-Forming Products. And you might remember Nir from prior episodes of this show. The book is well-reviewed and definitely worth checking out, and Ryan actually gives away the first chapter of the book on his site, which again is ryanhoover.me or ryanhoover.me if you prefer. So check it out for that and much more. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye for today. I do hope you enjoyed this episode, that it helps you on your entrepreneurship journey, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.